I think I could count the number of people wearing masks on one hand. Like,
it was... You were wearing a mask, though, walking around?
I was, yeah.
People look at you like, crazy dude.
I think they were, but, you know, like, fuck you. Like, I'm the smart one over here. Right.
Oh yeah.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 212.
This is a podcast where two drunken motherfucking Falcos and shit play retro games for your amusement. I am motherfucking Falco number one. My name is Jared.
I am motherfucking Falco and shit number two. My name is Earl. And this week, we're going to maybe take control of motherfucking Falco as we play Star Fox 2 on the Super Nintendo.
But can you play as Falco?
Oh, you sure can. You can play as all the characters, I believe.
Oh.
You pick. There's actually two more even in this game than. Yeah.
But in the first one, could you?
I think you only played as Fox. And this one is
same
different.
As 64.
I mean, we'll get there. This is a little different than Star Fox 1, the gameplay wise. But we're gonna play Star Fox 2, which this is the most recently released Super Nintendo game released in 2017, and never actually on the original. There's no cartridge, you know, on the.
No, even though here on the title screen, copyright 1996,
because the game was complete, and we'll get to all that, I guess.
Yeah, we'll get to all that.
Yeah, but we're gonna play Star Fox 2 this week. But before we get to Star Fox 2, how's it going, Drake?
It's going quite well.
Excellent.
You know? Just
living that quarantine life?
Yeah, just living the quarantine life. Yeah, but, yeah. You know, I got school to keep me busy. And
excellent.
I just went in yesterday. So learning how to x-ray people's hands and forearm and elbow.
Have you taken any actual x-rays yet? Like,
no.
No, okay. You're just learning.
No, we're just...
How to position the camera.
Yeah, how to position people and position the x-ray tube.
Right. Cool.
Stuff over the people and whatnot.
Cool.
So, I mean, the teacher can tell, I mean, by looking at our positioning, like, yes, if you set the proper, you know, technical factors, you would get a good image
with
their positioning based on this.
So, like, is your teacher, like, a... x-ray expert, you know, like has done this for many years?
Everybody I think in the department formerly was
an x-ray tech
working for a large number of years at, you know, hospitals and everything.
Right cool
that's really all I've been doing.
Let's see.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I guess, well, we took a week off there.
We had
vacation last week and I was gone. I went up to visit our producer, Nathan. Shout out to Nathan. I went up to Duluth, where he's living, Duluth, Minnesota these days, and hung out with him for a couple days. I wanted to take a little vacation and was like, well, how about Duluth? Because travel just doesn't seem like the greatest idea right now, but I went up and visited him. That was fun. We had a nice little 4th of July party at your house, Jerick. So
we did.
Socially distant 4th of July party, of course, you know.
Not too many people.
Yep. That's about all that's new with me. You know, not much. Just
work and
stuff.
Every week it's like, what's new? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't leave my house except for like once a week to go grocery shopping.
I sat around and played a lot of video games, last week. So, but speaking of that, Drake, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. I guess technically I've played two. Me and Abby started playing a game called Moving Out.
Oh, yeah. I was looking in. Actually, when I was visiting Nate, I was like, maybe I should get a multiplayer game that we could play, you know, like while we're hanging out. And I was looking into Moving Out. I didn't get it, but is it fun?
It's fun. It's similar kind of in a way to Overcooked.
Yeah, right? Like, you have to
real zany and stuff, but you're moving people out of their houses, essentially. You know, you're like you work for a moving company.
And do you work together? Like, you have to both pick up the desk and take it out or something?
Yeah, they're each house, there's usually anywhere from 2 to 5 objects that require both of you.
Teamwork, okay.
Like the couch or the dining room table or whatever.
And then you have to,
it's really hard though to properly pivot with each other.
Yeah. Pivot. Right.
But it's not as, I like Overcooked way better.
Okay.
I think Overcooked also requires more.
Do you
communication?
Do you constantly yell at each other like an Overcooked?
Not really. It's more so at the very beginning, kind of make a game plan as you stand there and the camera kind of pans through the whole house and it highlights everything that
needs to go.
Shows one person or two people on each thing, so we can be like, okay, first thing, let's go get the bed, then we'll get the couch, then the dining room table, then the fridge, and then we just break off and just start grabbing everything and get it out there.
Do you, get in each other's way and stuff? Like, if you're...
Sometimes, okay. Not a ton. The places are big enough that you don't necessarily...
I see. I thought that would that was part of the game. It's like, you're trying to work... You're working together, but you also got to work around each other.
Not so much.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. It's fun. We played a couple days.
Cool.
Do
you think you'll go probably the distance Overcooked or?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's as fun as Overcooked. We loved Overcooked.
Did you play Overcooked too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. We mastered Overcooked and Overcooked. We got 3 stars on every single level in both games.
When I was playing, I tried to get into it with Nathan and one of my other friends, but they were not as into it as I was, and it's probably because I was yelling at them the whole time. But
I mean, it's not yelling; it's just asking for things
in a loud voice, right?
I need tomatoes now!
Right.
It's not yelling. It's not. I'm not mad at you. I need those tomatoes.
I need them
2 minutes.
I need them yesterday. Yeah.
So moving out, it's fun.
Cool.
But and then I've been playing a game called Shantae Half Genie Hero.
Oh, Shantae! They just announced the Game Boy Color Shantae is getting ported to Switch.
Coming to the Switch.
I don't know. I think it's a remaster, but it must be. They're not just going to put a Game Boy Color game on the Switch. Right. I mean, maybe they will. I guess I don't know, but
maybe.
People love Shantae.
It's a long running series. Yeah, and stuff.
I've never played it.
This one, it was a free. It was a free game with Games with Gold game on Xbox, last month or something, I think.
Okay.
And so yeah, I've always been kind of intrigued by the series. I've never actually played it.
I actually only know about Shantae because people are always like Shantae for Smash. They want Shantae in Smash because she is a long running character, and I don't know her personally, but I think she came out at a time when maybe we weren't so into video games, we were too busy drinking and partying.
Yeah, but the one I'm playing is a fun game, at least. You play as Shantae. She's a half genie. Mom is a genie, I think. Her dad is a human.
She's a half genie.
She's a half genie.
So she only has half magic.
Yeah, she has magic, but she's not she doesn't serve.
She's not an all powerful.
Right.
What do they say?
Phenomenal cosmic powers. But yeah, so it's like a side scrolling platformer her main weapon is her hair. She whips.
Oh, she whips her hair. See, that's that's actually a perfect mechanic for Smash.
Yeah, she actually playing the game, she would probably be a really good Smash character.
Right.
Then she does have some magic spells and stuff too. She can shoot fireballs and a few other things, and she can turn into you. At least in this one, I guess, I don't know if it's always a thing that she does, but this one you get transformations that help you. You can turn into a little monkey, and then you can climb the walls and stuff and jump higher. Cool. You turn into a crab or a mermaid, and then you can go underwater.
So, I'm sorry, which one was this again?
This is Half Genie Hero.
Half Genie Hero, and was this originally made for Xbox, or...
I think so.
Like, I thought the Shantae games were all, like, Game Boy games originally, or, like, or Game Boy DS or something.
That's where it started, I think.
Okay.
No, there's definitely console ones
now
that are made for the consoles.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fun game. You have, like, a world map where you go into different levels and stuff, but there's also then you'll get a new spell or a new transformation in this further level, but then to proceed, you got to go back to an earlier level and find the area that you could go to now with that transformation to get a new thing that'll let you progress further. So slightly Metroidvania, I guess, in that way, but I would by no means ever classify it as a Metroidvania.
Sure.
Just that you have to go back to older levels to find new things
to go further. Well, that's sort of Metroidvania-ish, but it's not. Yeah, like
but
big it,
it's
open
not
world.
Like a big open connected world, and there's no like map or anything.
Right. You can't just go from this part to the next to over here and get the thing. Yeah.
No, but they're fun games. You would probably enjoy it.
Yeah. I should check it out. I'm actually kind of. They just announced this week that the original one. I think it's the original one. I guess I could be wrong.
Think
but
so.
It was on Game Boy Color, and they're gonna. I think it's a remaster that they're doing for Switch. But I don't know. I'll probably check it out when it comes out. I can't imagine it's going to be like a $60 game. It might be, but I don't know.
I guess I don't know.
Well, cool.
What are you playing though?
Well, I've been playing Smash, and I just want to, the Smash community is in fucking shambles right now. turns out a bunch of top players are scum of the earth. Sounds that way. Yeah, I really.
They've been taking too many cues from like Catholic priests.
I guess. Never mind. It's just like all these top players have been outed as sexual predators and statutory rapists. People keep calling them pedophiles, but they're not really pedophiles. Like a pedophile is like a prepubescent.
I guess not.
Person,
technically,
yeah, but. Like you're sexually attracted to prepubescent children, but still, like, so it's like, you know,
it's still very fucking wrong.
It's very fucking wrong. So like these top players, like when some of them were like 19, 20 years old, they were at tournaments with, you know, 15-year-old kids and were having fucking sexual relations with these kids. And it's like, okay, when we were 19 and 20, we were the dumbest fucking kids on the planet. you know, we did stupid shit all the time, but not one time did it ever cross my mind to sleep with a 15-year-old, you know, like not one fucking time.
Nope.
And I keep saying is like, as an adult, one of the easiest, maybe the easiest thing as an adult to do is to not sleep with kids. It's like the easiest fucking thing.
It's pretty easy. I've literally never once had to.
I've never put any effort into it, you know? Yeah. And it's never happened, you know? Like I just, so all these top players are just getting canceled. Like these guys had huge fucking streams and got all this money and shit, but they're just done. And it happened over fucking night. And it's just, and honestly, you know, some of these guys I really enjoyed watching. They were my favorite players. and it sucks, but you know what? Good riddance. We don't need that kind of fucking garbage around. You know, like, I don't know. So I just wanted to talk about it for a minute. I don't know. It's really heartbreaking. And then like there's other, so like, you know, people started getting called out for shit that they've done in the past, you know, and then it just started blowing up and like, and so like a guy made a claim that, Mewtwo King, who's the pro that I played not too long ago, you know, randomly on online tourney mode or whatever. And he's probably the greatest Smash player of all time. And somebody called him out. They said he, you know, at a tournament, he masturbated in a car and got his stuff everywhere. And Mewtwo King, this poor fucking guy, had to get on stream or made a video on YouTube, to talk about it, and he had to defend himself and reveal to the world something extremely personal about him. He had I don't really want to, you know, perpetuate, you know, this, but when he was a baby, he had a botched circumcision. And so he can't even have sex. Like, and he had to reveal that to the fucking world. I don't know. It's just like this poor fucking guy, and to defend himself, you know, like to say, yeah, like, look, this allegation is completely untrue because I physically can't do something like that. But it's kind of cool for him because so many people have been, you know, he made that video and so many people have been supporting him, and now his stream has just like blown up and he's making lots of money, and you know, that's good.
Probably would have anyways if he's like the last one.
Well, I know,
you want to watch a pro Smash player, where else are you gonna
go? I know, because they're all fucking done, like, and not all of them, you know, not, right. Like, and they're certainly, you know, also it's really this culture, this cancel culture we live in. It's like, it's a little bit like, and I'm not trying to defend anyone. I don't want to defend anyone here, but like, you know, everybody sees things only in absolutes. Like, it's either a person is 100% good, or there's, you know, 0% good, you know, like it's they're good or evil. That's it. But you know, these people are probably good people still. They just made mistakes, but that's a mistake that can't be overlooked. You know, like, no. I don't know. I'm just a crazy time in the Smash community. And,
yeah.
And it's unfortunate because like my two favorite fucking streamers are just done. whatever. So yeah, I've been playing Smash. you know, I've cool, still been having cool. a good time with Smash.
You can still play. It's not like they made the game.
No. And the game is still very fun.
is it though?
It is. It really is. but I've also been playing more Dragon Quest XI, and I've just kind of been slogging through. That's the wrong word, because I enjoy it. The story is very good, and I don't know. I'm in it. I don't know. I kind of took a week break from it, but then I went back and I played for at least a couple hours the last few days. You know, I don't know. It's Dragon Quest XI. If you haven't played it, I would highly recommend it, Revelers. So
yeah, I keep considering it.
Yeah, it's I would. I think you would really like it, Jurek. It's fucking. It's straight up like it's pure RPG. I don't know. Yeah. It's like it's very pure. There's no nonsense, you know. Like,
I do enjoy a no nonsense RPG.
Yeah. So Dragon Quest XI. I don't know. Very fun. Also, I just want to mention to you specifically, Drake, that today I bought it. I didn't even open it yet, but open the app. You know, I bought it digitally, but I bought Journey today. It's on sale for $7.50 on the PlayStation Store.
Well, so you should wait, and when you play it. We can try and see if we can manipulate it to pair us up.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Because it is multiplayer, but it's based on like, oh, you happen to be in the same spot as this other person, and now you're going to play together.
I see. But okay.
I bet you we could do it, and then I can guide you through, and I know where literally everything is.
Well, I know, but I kind of want to discover that for myself. Oh, yeah, you know, maybe I should play it once at least.
Yeah.
And then we do that or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You just, I was actually shocked that it was on I think it was on your honorable mentions last week.
It was, yeah.
And so I was like, is it really that good? And so
it's just one of my go-to, you know, yeah. I have an hour to kill.
But let's
play Journey for this.
I saw that it was on sale and I was like, I'm just going to get it. Just, you know, even if I don't play it right away, I'll have it. So I'll be trying that out pretty soon here, but this week, Drake, we are going to be playing Star Fox 2 on the Super Nintendo. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Great. So for those that don't know, what we do is Drake does a little research on the game and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Star Fox 2, Super Nintendo, or actually Nintendo Switch Online SNES app. here we go. Question.
Or I guess technically it first came out on the SNES Classic.
It did. It did. This is actually an SNES Classic game.
It was the first place anybody was ever able to play it.
Yep. Well, that's not true. The ROMs existed, but pretty fairly incomplete. Like, the game was 95% done, and then a ROM came out of the 95% version, and somebody else like went through and fixed all the bugs and made like a new ROM, which is super close to the version we are about to play, but it's not quite. Anyway, but basically the first time anybody ever got to play it was 2017, you know? Okay, here we go. Star Fox 2, question number one. There is a very early screenshot from a prototype of the game featuring two characters that never made the final cut. What were these two characters' names, and what animals were they?
God. I have no idea. I didn't see anything about that.
That's incorrect. So one of them was an Andross lookalike called Saru, which is Japanese for monkey or ape. So he was like a big ape. And the other one was Farrah Phoenix, who's a female fox character, and she first appeared in the Star Fox comic books from 1992, and they put her in the game, but those two characters got cut for whatever reason. There was even a third new character designed for the game that was never completed, and they were replaced by Faye in the final game. Faye is actually a character in the game now, and this character had the design of a sheep, but I didn't get a name. I couldn't find a name. But there was going to be a sheep, but...
Huh.
Okay. Oh for one here, Jurek. Oh for one. Here we go. Question number two. The prototype version of the game that I just mentioned also included what feature present, which is a feature present throughout games throughout history, but it was later cut. And why was it cut?
Are you talking about multiplayer?
I am talking about multiplayer, Jared.
Yeah, it was cut because what they like something that they couldn't get the like frame rate high and like steady enough for it to be fun and enjoyable. Like, kept getting like all choppy and stuff.
I'm gonna give it to you because you said the word fun. So what I had is, yeah, multiplayer mode is what I was talking about. And so there was a two-player versus mode that was being worked on, but it was eventually scrapped. Because Dylan Cuthbert, who was the lead programmer on the game, he said they basically cut it because the screen size was just too small to be fun. And I guess that probably has to do with frame rate or something too. But
I assume so. I wonder if it's like, remember when we played Stunt Race FX?
Yeah.
And we played multiplayer and it got super choppy and yes. Shit? Because I think these games...
They were with the, actually that, Stunt Race FX already... and this were developed side by side.
Right. They yeah. split the team into yeah, like two because yep. they were on a three game like deal with Nintendo or something.
Yeah, yeah, like Argonaut,
Star Fox, Stunt Race,
and Star Fox 2.
Yeah,
or maybe a different one. I don't know, but this
I think it was Star Fox 2, which yeah. then never came out.
Right, right.
But I think that still fulfilled their agreements because Nintendo was the one that decided not to release
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, Miyamoto was the one who decided yeah. not to release it.
Well, because the PS1 was already out at that time. So I know. Seeing actual 3D graphics on there was like, oh, people are going to hate this game.
Well, yeah. And from what I read, like Miyamoto, the N64 was supposed to come out earlier than it did. And so he wanted to move it to the 64. Turns out if they had just released Star Fox 2 when they wanted to, it still would have been a year and a half before the N64 even came yeah. out. So like they probably should have just released it, but whatever. Okay, you're one for two here, Drake. One for two. Here we go.
All right.
Question number three. This game features... You'll never get this one. Maybe you will. this game features voice acting, something not present in many games of the time. Who did the majority of the voice acting for the game? You've probably never heard of this person. You've heard her voice, I'm sure. It's a her. I'll tell you that.
It's a her.
It's a her. I know you've heard her voice, but you'll never get her name.
You know I've heard her voice?
I know you've heard her voice. At least I
assume. She did other games at this time?
She did several games that I'm I'm almost 100% positive you played. Just say a woman's
name. I mean, it's probably not her, but there's just, what's her name? I was just trying to think if there was, I know there's a big female voice actor from years back who was in a bunch of games, and now I can't think of her name. And if it's her, I'm going to be pissed that I can't think of her name. It's probably not her.
I got nothing. The person I'm looking for is British voice actress Natalie Cox.
No, not her.
Okay, so Natalie Cox is best known for providing the voice for Juno Eclipse in the Star Wars The Force Unleashed series. And Juno is like your...
I don't even remember who that is.
She's like... so the main character, like the Dark Jedi guy in The Force Unleashed, whatever his name is, Galen or something.
Star Killer,
yeah. She's like his pilot. Like she is like his second in command or something. She goes with him on the missions, and I think she's like the voice in your ear. So I'm assuming you played those games. I guess
I did.
Yeah. I don't know. I was kind of reaching for stuff, so I and I found that little tidbit and was like, okay, there's a question. So you are 1-3 this week, Jerick. Not too shabby to not shut you out.
And I guess I'll take that.
Yeah. Jerick, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about whatever we're playing? Star Fox 2?
I'm playing Super Star Fox Nintendo. 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as we kind of talked about, Star Fox 2 was released in 2017. An NES game released in 2017.
An SNES game, yeah.
Or SNES game, that's what I meant, yeah. Developed, co-developed by Nintendo and Argonaut Software.
Mm-hmm.
Who did, you know, like the first, yeah, they did Stunt Race FX and Star Fox, the first Star Fox. Published by Nintendo. The game's producer is Shigeru Miyamoto.
The man himself.
The game's director is somebody that you and Abby owe a lot of your time to.
What?
Katsuya Iguchi.
Katsuya Iguchi.
Credited as the creator of the Animal Crossing
series. I was like, I know that name, but how do I know it? Yep, cool. I actually owe him many fun hours of my life are due to his creation.
Yeah, and then obviously Star Fox, and I think he was the director on Wave Race 64.
Oh, nice.
And I mean, just a ton of games. I have clearly played a shit ton of his games as well.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing.
Aside.
Not necessarily. Right. Aside.
Right.
Because all I do in that is buy turnips and sell them.
I know. I'm glad you do, though, because Abby's not around anymore to, like, all day to, like, check the prices and shit. You know? Right. So.
But I am.
I know.
I keep an eye on them. Now I just realized, I was like, wait a minute, there was composers for this game and I didn't write them down.
Oh my god.
For some reason. I think I just kind of, I guess, skipped from director to the rest, but I have them here.
Okay.
The composers, there's two of them, mm-hmm. are Kotsue Ishikawa and Yumiko Kanki.
Okay. Do we we don't know what else they've done.
No.
Okay.
No idea. I cannot click on their names.
Well, should we listen to some of their jams right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Great. And we're back. It's pretty good. It's actually very RPG-ish.
Like, it is. There's a couple songs where it starts off and it's like, oh, this seems like it would be music that starts right as you're starting a epic boss fight in a Super Nintendo game.
And it also, a lot of it has like some funk to it. you know, there's like, well, funky.
It's got some bass. It's kicking. Got some
bass kicking. I don't know. It's pretty decent actually. I don't know if it's like maybe the best Super Nintendo music I've heard, but it's not bad.
Oh no, definitely not best.
Yeah,
but it's good. It's enough. Good.
Yeah, cool.
So yeah, obviously, a game titled Star Fox 2 means it's a sequel to the original Star Fox, even though it never came out originally. So a lot of people just thought Star Fox 64 was the original sequel,
right? But and honestly, I read that Miyamoto himself said that about roughly 30% of Star Fox 2 became Star Fox 64. So like it pretty much was its own game, but a lot of it came from Star Fox 2.
Right. Yeah. Because I mean you're still fighting Andross and you're dealing with Star Wolf and his crew.
Yeah, Star Wolf in Star Fox 2 is sort of like a secondary big bad. Like he's not,
that's kind of what he always was.
Yeah, I suppose.
At least in Star Fox 64.
Yeah, yeah.
I have barely played the original Star Fox, so I have.
I've played it.
I have played it, just not nearly as much as I played Star Fox 64.
Yeah, Star Fox 64 is a fucking masterpiece. That game is fun.
But Star Fox 2, as we kind of said, it was pretty much all but complete. Back in, 95, 96. It was going to be released, and then they just canceled the whole thing. They sure did.
It was fucking 95% done. Like, what?
Yeah.
They just scrapped it. Like, come on, guys. And then, keep going.
Yeah. But, I mean, then, when they announced the SNES Classic, it was revealed that, one of the games on here is going to be Star Fox 2.
Because, people were pushing for Nintendo to release it on, the Wii's virtual console. But they wouldn't, and they kept saying it was because it wasn't complete and they just didn't want to do it. But from what I understand, really, it was because there was legal issues with Argonaut. And that's why they didn't release it earlier, and finally whatever those issues were resolved and it could go on the classic, So
yeah, but it's it's still similar to Star Fox from my understanding. I mean the way it plays, but the map screen kind of is it's not like a linear traversal through things. You fly around on there and then have some random encounters.
Yeah. So it's actually quite different than the original Star Fox. So the original Star Fox is you pick a level and you go down the level, it's very, linear. And this one, Corneria is down in the corner and your goal is to protect Corneria. Yeah. You can't let it get to 100% damage. Otherwise, you lose. And so you need to, this game is actually very real-time strategy-ish. So you pick two characters and you have those characters and you can send them around the board, and go to attack incoming fighters and stuff. Sometimes you have to leave a battle you're in to go protect the battle that's about to, to fight a battle that's, some ships that are about to attack Corneria or whatever. I don't know. There's a lot of strategy involved in this.
Once you're fighting them, it's like Star Fox.
It is like Star Fox.
You're flying, you're flying through space, up, down, left, right, shooting things.
Yep.
Their crazy way beyond the Super Nintendo
capabilities,
3D-ness with that Super FX chip,
right?
And then we kind of already talked. Really, the other addition is that there's two new characters in this. It's Faye, a white dog.
Yep, with a red bow in her hair.
Miu.
Yep,
a lynx.
A lynx, and Miu is also a female Which is cool. I'm glad they added some female characters because there was none in the first one. And yeah, Miu, I guess, is sort of a tomboyish Lynx. But
and they're obviously in addition to the origin, the core four.
The core four.
Fox, Falco, Peppy, and Slippy.
Yep, yep. Classic. Falco's my boy in Smash. I really enjoy playing Falco. sometimes Fox, but mostly Falco.
Peppy and Slippy aren't in Smash at all, are they?
They are.
Are they
not,
like assist trophies?
I think so. Or no, they're in. They're both in both Fox and Falco's final smashes, which is sort of like finishing moves. They fly in and they all shoot, but they have there's a little dialogue that goes with them. So like, yeah, Slippy and Peppy are in the game, but they're not playable. You know.
And you never see that anyways, because you don't play in modes that have that.
No.
Right?
I mean, every once in a while, you know, you accidentally get the wrong rule set. And right. I'm suddenly playing with a billion items and final smashes on. And it's just like, okay, well, sure. I guess you just killed me.
I don't know what the fuck's going on. Yeah, like,
I guess you picked up that item and now I'm dead. So that's why items are not allowed in competitive play. Because it takes all this. It's all random and takes the skill out of things. Anyway, Star Fox 2, should we fucking play this game?
Let's get to it. Do you have a shot for it?
I sure do. I'm ahead of the game here, Jurek, today. Now you can't get one past me today. And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's how you know you're alive right there with those shots.
Damn right.
All right, let's play some fucking Star Fox. Do you want to go first? You want me to go first? I don't know.
It's already on you.
I guess it is already on me. Okay, so we got Mission Record. What do you think that is?
I think it's Record.
Oh, Record. Okay, that
not
makes
record.
Not Record.
I know they're spelled the same.
They are. That actually makes way more sense. Record? What are they? They have a recording mode? And we can change the sound from stereo to mono, I'm guessing. Yeah, we sure can.
Yep.
Okay, let's keep it on stereo. Okay, hang
might
on. I gotta
go to mission.
I'm gonna turn on
probably all that matters.
Mission. Let's do normal because we
obviously
you don't want to do hard, Drick.
No,
hard?
I don't.
I have returned. I shall make the Cornarians suffer and draw. So,
oh, I see they have some Star Destroyers.
They do have Star Destroyers. Okay, here we go. Oh my god, I have no idea what's happening. Oh, Star Fox team, do you read me? I have terrible news.
Our sworn enemy, the fiend Andross, is alive! Even as we speak, he is launching an assault on Cornaria.
Okay.
The battle carriers and attack forces of Andross.
Oh, he's showing us where they are, okay. So that's what they look like, okay. They're now advancing on Cornaria.
Enemy bases have been established on overrun planets.
Okay,
planetary
missiles
will be fired from these enemy bases.
Oh my god.
Once again, we must ask you for your assistance, Star Fox.
Yes. Cornaria will survive if it sustains minor damage, but if it reaches 100%, it is all over. Oh my god. Okay.
Alright, engage the forces of Andross. Well, at the same time, keeping damage to Cornaria the lowest level possible. Good luck!
Okay.
Thank you, Captain Dog.
Okay, so we got it here. Now what's going to happen? Oh, we can pick our guys.
Oh.
I mean, we better pick Fox, right? Like,
probably.
Let's have Fox be one. How do I... Oh, I see. Okay. And this is... So it's one player and then the computer player, I guess, right? Like, who should our other guy be? Should we pick one of these new guys? Faye?
Sure.
Let's try
Faye. Let's go with the little puppy.
The little puppy. She's cute, for sure. She's got that bow in her hair. She actually kind of looks like she belongs in Animal Crossing.
Yeah. Kind of does.
In fact, I'm going to start a movement. Faye for Smash.
Everyone be like, who?
I know. You know, Faye from Star Fox 2. Okay, here we go. We're flying out.
Character has really existed since 1995, but...
Oh my god. Select a destination by moving the cursor, then press B. Okay. Land on planets and intercept ships. Oh my god, there's so much dialogue.
Oh my god.
Okay, you can switch positions by pressing select.
Return to your mothership to warp to.
Okay, so where should we go? Should we go to a planet, or should we intercept? Should we try and intercept these guys? There's three fighters there.
I guess.
Let's go there. Oh my god! Oh, see, they're all moving.
My god! This. As you move, they move.
Oh shit! Now we're in battle mode. Oh my god!
When I move, you move.
Just like that. Oh, it's first person. Holy shit! Oh my god! It's impossible. It's inverted too. Oh, why activates your boosters? I do not know what I'm doing.
What the fuck is happening?
Okay, I got one. I got one.
You got one.
I got another one. Where's the third? It's over here.
Over that way.
Got him.
Boom.
Holy shit, we did it. Clear time. 1 second. What?
That was way more than 1 second.
That was way more than 1 second.
I don't think they know how to count.
Okay, well, we got those guys.
Now,
so,
like, what's happening with this missile over here?
This missile. We should go get him, right? All right.
Yeah, because he's the closest.
Oh, we got it. We should have intercepted him.
Oh, shit. Well, it's too late. I think Corneria's getting blasted. Yep, they got blasted.
See, they got blasted. All right, let's get these guys. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I should have got that cannon. What was I thinking?
I think the cannon might be ours.
No.
I remember reading something that there's a cannon that defends Corneria, but the enemy, if they get there, then they can take it over and use it to shoot Corneria, but that we have a satellite cannon that can also destroy enemies.
My clear time was 0.5 seconds. I don't understand that.
This is all
nonsense. Okay, hang on. Oh, there we go. Now I'm going to switch to you.
Oh my god.
So here's something that you should know that I discovered and didn't tell you. The B button is like your confirm and fire button, not the A button, which seems like it should be. Okay, I believe you have control.
That's okay. Being more used to Xbox, I often press that button anyways to confirm things.
right.
Because
I saw a good thing on Reddit the other day. Somebody asked, like, when you play Switch, or people who own multiple consoles, does the controller configuration ever mess you up? And everybody's like, yeah, all the fucking time. It only messes you up on the menus and stuff. But somebody was like, yeah, tell a person who... ask a group of people who all own a PS4, Xbox, and Switch where the X button is. It's different. It's different on every console.
It's true.
Yeah.
Because all three of them, yeah.
All three of them have an X button. And Xbox has what? A, B, C, and D? No, they have...
No, A, B, X, Y.
X, Y, just like, still, just like
just
Super
like
Nintendo.
This, but they're all in different spots.
They're inverted, yeah. Right?
Oh
y, God, y on an Xbox is... What happened?
I don't
Leon
I don't
on the
know.
Star Wolf wing is now here. Oh my God.
What?
He's ordered him to crush you. So, yeah, it's inverted controls, which is hard. Oh my God, get that thing. Oh, did you get it?
I think I got it.
Oh my God. I also, it says target, but like, is there a way to like lock on? Because that would be helpful.
Know. I don't know.
I think this is why I played this game.
Oh, I can do a barrel roll.
Oh, you can do a barrel roll? How do you do a barrel roll? Where the fuck is Slate?
Tap L and R or L or R. Twice.
Oh, sweet. Do a barrel roll, brah. Oh, yeah.
I assume that's what that spinning of my reticle
that is guaranteed. That's first person. The first Star Fox is not first person.
No.
That's kind of cool, though. I see why I only played this game for like 10 minutes, though.
Fucking guy.
Where is he? Is that the Star Fox guy? A battle carrier has launched an attack force. I think you need to get out of this mission.
Well, I just need to kill this fucking guy, but I can't.
Shoot him. You got him.
I'm trying.
I don't know. Whoa, are you charging?
Yeah.
Oh, man. To avoid enemy shots, quickly tap L or R twice. That's doing a barrel roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if this is like that Star Wolf or something. He's definitely he's definitely way harder. Oh, I think he blew me up.
Oh, he blew you up. Oh, my God.
The other two guys.
Oh, game over.
Game over?
Jesus. Okay, well, continue as wingman?
Wingman, sure.
Sure. I don't know. So, Faye is our wingman right now. Okay. I don't know where to go.
I don't know what the fuck is happening. Like,
I would intercept.
Like, I just want to try to go to a planet.
He's just
intercepting me. Whatever this.
Oh,
thing is.
He's the boss guy. That's the Star Wolf guy. You got to fucking
Star Wolf again?
Yeah, that's Leon of Star Wolf.
Oh, it's Leon.
He's a chameleon.
Yeah,
I think
that's why. That must be why it was. He was definitely harder than other guys to kill. Yeah. Everyone, all the other guys,
they take
shot
like one shot. Yeah.
Once, and it was just, oh yeah, he has a health bar down at the bottom.
Oh, I see. So you're like at a boss fight already. Okay. But like, it's so hard to hit him.
I know.
You got him. I think you got him.
I don't fucking
know, Do you have a life bar?
I must, because I died.
Yeah,
I mean. I have shields maybe there.
Shield. Oh, I see. So you can get hit 6 times. Okay. You nailed him there. I would try and like, I think the strategy here, Derek, is to charge your thing, shoot him when he comes right at you, and then barrel roll immediately.
it's easier said than done.
Yeah, so just do all that real quick and you'll beat him. I mean, I don't understand what the problem is here. You have some skills, but I will not lose. Oh, you fucking nailed him with a charge shot.
I did blast him there with a charge shot.
And it took away a shitload of life. You only have 1 shot left. Do not let him hit you. Oh my God, did you get him?
Dude, I thought I did.
That shot
like
was
I,
fucking...
It
that
seemed
was,
like it was like dead on.
It was dead on. Oh my God. Oh, oh my you have God. 1 hit left. Okay, so each life point you can get hit twice. It starts off blue, then it turns yellow. Actually, you're still alive and...
Yeah, I don't know what... Like, he just like charges you and there's nothing I can fucking do to this
man.
Guy.
Well, let's continue. Maybe he's had the same life, or did he have full life?
Do every goddamn time.
I mean, maybe just got to barrel roll more. Do a barrel roll, dude. Listen to Slippy.
I was.
Actually, Slippy doesn't tell you to do it in this game. I guess Faye does. But
okay. Only because Faye is with us right now.
So wait a minute. We didn't have this screen last time, did we?
No, I think it's because both of us are dead, Fox and Faye.
Oh, I see.
I was Fox, and then I think I switched to Faye.
Because Fox blew up. Okay, so we did it. We got a score of 1,300. Time of 45? What does that even mean? 45 what?
I don't know. The game doesn't make any fucking sense.
It actually does not. I feel like this game maybe would benefit from a manual. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, well, let's try it again. Look at Falco. He looks like a nonce. I don't know why, but he looks so goofy.
We're sending out the A-team here.
Falco and Fox. Yeah, that is the A-team for sure. Okay. Here you go, Drake. You got this now. Okay, so do we have to start all the way over now? Like,
I think.
Are they
going to
tell us all that stuff again? I doubt it, right?
Doesn't seem like.
Okay, intercept that missile. Remember, that missile's going to fucking come down. Oh, it does fucking tell you.
Well, it tells you a little bit there. That was it, though.
Yeah. Not today, missile. Not today, son. Oh, you got this trick.
Well, I intercepted the missile.
Oh, my God. Now you got to shoot it out of the air. There's several of them. Two of them. You got this. And why is your boosters? Don't forget about that.
What does that do?
I don't know, but you did it. You got them both.
I think I used a bomb or something.
Clear time. 0.5. Point
See,
five.
That was what? A situation of me trying to press Y, and instead I pressed X, because I pressed Y where it should be on an Xbox controller.
I see. Because
that's what I'm more used to. I'm going to this planet.
Go to the planet. Titania. Ty, it's T-A-I. I think it's Titania. But
see what this all
Pygma
means.
Of the Pygma. Star Wolf Wing, behold my breath. Is that what he said?
I don't know. So going to this planet was just a fucking...
Boss fight.
Fight with this guy? Yeah. Damn guy? Oh my God. I'm maybe starting to think this game never should have been released in the first place. Like, just leave it in 1995 with fucking Pogs.
Oh man, Pogs were more fun than Star Fox 2.
That's true. Pogs were awesome. I shouldn't besmirch the good name
of Pogs. Yeah, don't besmirch the good name of Pogs, Jake. Pogs are fucking lit, bruh.
I remember in my group of friends, the Pogs that were most valuable were anything involving the Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper, though, that was it, huh?
There were just so many of them, man.
I know.
There were the cool ones.
I don't remember any of the cool ones from when I was a kid, but we had Pogs at La Hamidou, where my summer theater in college. And Dr. Ian Malcolm was the king of Pogs from Jurassic Park. He was,
that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. He was the best Pog to have. We had like one big set of Pogs, and we would play, you know, like you're supposed to. I think like you're supposed to. I'm not actually sure I ever really knew how to play Pogs. I feel like every
group of friends and stuff kind of had their own
house rules. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But we would play, and you know, if you win the Pogs, you keep them. So it was right. It was always good to have Dr. Ian Malcolm, because he was the king of Pogs. He couldn't be beat. Yes, get him.
Seems solid enough to me.
So Pygma seems easier than the last guy you were fighting. You're getting him.
A bit.
Well,
he's
also
really getting me.
Yeah, but he's almost dead. I think I think you gotta like fire at him and like watch out for those things. Do barrel rolls, yeah.
I'm trying.
Also, use your boosters or something. Get out of there, you know? Like, oh, dude, you unbelievable.
I got him.
I must be getting old or something. Pygma is fucked. You did it, Drake. Clear time, 7.7. Okay.
I was playing that for at least a minute now.
I was going to say, I wonder if it's like 0.5 minutes. But
you weren't
playing that for 7 minutes.
All right, how do you... Here, you take back control.
I can't. You have to... Oh, I see. Okay. I've got control. What do I intercept here? I'm going to go down here.
Let's try to get to them before they
make shit.
It to the planet.
Shit.
You can get them. You can get them.
Oh, I got them. Okay. Oh, my God.
All right. This is where one of the Star Wolf guys was for me. This
pressing
crew,
the wrong
think,
fucking button.
But...
Okay. The inverted is killing me. Got him.
I mean, the invert is not as big of an issue for me, because I generally, if I'm playing a flying game, I generally have it inverted anyways.
I don't know. I'm not used to it at all. I thought I just got him. Did I not get him? Where the fuck is he?
I don't know. He flew further away.
That's
because
I use my boost.
That's your guy.
No,
oh, no
that's not my
target.
Guy.
No.
But I'm dead, it doesn't matter. All right, here we go. Let's continue with the wingman. Now it's time for Fox to take over, because I think we were Falco there, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Fox, let's do this.
Like, what do you even... I thought there was still, like, levels and stuff. Is it really just, like, this that you fight little...
Yeah, you're just protecting Cornerion.
Skirmishes?
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that happened, but I guess I thought you still... Like, when I went to that planet, I was expecting it to be, like, a actual, like, Star Fox level.
No. No, I believe those levels do not exist. Like that's
like this is the whole game.
It's you protect Corneria. Mm-hmm. And so but there's a lot of strategy involved, I'm told. Like sometimes you have to bail from a battle. There we go. Got him. Where's the other one? Where is he? He's over here. Oh no, he's up here.
No. It always shows you kind of where he
I know, but I can't control it because the invertedness. There we go. I got
there,
him.
You
okay,
got him.
Okay. Clear time, 1.9. 1.9 like,
yeah,
what?
Like, I don't know.
1.9 chunks of 20 seconds.
I really don't know.
Can I get this cannon, do you think? I'm going to see what this does.
That's your set. It just said this is our satellite.
Oh, okay. Well.
And it can do some things.
I intercepted
like blow
a thing.
Up guys.
Oh, here we go. This is it. This is Leon.
Oh, it's Leon.
Fuck you, Leon.
I had trouble with
You're
this fucking
done,
guy.
You are done.
Yeah, see how you do with one of these boss fucking Star Wolf jerk offs.
I just took away half his life.
You did. You blasted him real good with that charge shot. I kept fucking missing with these charge shots.
I don't know where he is.
Now he's down. He's
I know.
Down the
other
I way.
Can't control the plane, Drake.
it's not a plane. It's an R-wing.
Whatever it is, I can't control it. Did I get him?
No, you missed.
Barrel roll. Barrel roll. Do a barrel
roll. Barrel roll. Do a barrel roll.
I got him. I killed him. Captain Wolf is going to have to... He takes 2 shots with the charge shot.
That's all you have to do. I just can fucking hit him with the charge shot.
Well, you got to line up. You got to aim better.
I can't. This game is garbage.
This game... I don't know. I'm kind of having fun with it. I don't think it's garbage, but I...
Maybe it's not garbage, but... I don't know.
Okay.
It will not
be... Oh, my God. I don't know what's happening. Holy shit. Go play with your pet. Just play nice.
It's a boss. This is an actual boss.
This is a real-time boss. This is a big snake, a space snake.
Big, it's a space dragon.
Oh my God.
Get him.
Okay.
he's getting you.
He's
Don't
getting
worry.
Me. He's coming right at me. Okay. Oh my God, Mirage Dragon.
Mirage Dragon.
You fucked Garage Dragon. Mirage Dragon.
Garage Dragon.
I don't know. I don't know where he is.
He's up there.
Do I have to hit a certain part of him?
I have no idea.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. He's wrecking me. What the fuck is even happening right now? I'm assuming you got to hit his head.
I don't. I can't hit anything. There we go. I got him once.
You got him once.
That's good.
I don't know what else you can do to him.
I think we're not using our map up there properly. Like, we're just kind of hovering in place.
You're in a 3D environment, and that's just a...
I'm about to fucking die. I'm dead.
Yeah, you're dead.
God damn it. Man, this is hard. It's really hard to control. Like, that's the issue. I can see why I only played this game for 10 minutes when I first tried it out.
Yeah, me too.
In fact, I remember my logic. Because when you get the SNES Classic, you have to beat level 1 of Star Fox in order to unlock Star Fox 2. It's the only game in the thing that you have to unlock.
Right.
And I remember playing through the first level of Star Fox, unlocking Star Fox 2, then playing Star Fox 2, then going right back to Star Fox 1. Because Star Fox 1, I at least understood. You know, I knew what was going on. I don't know. All right. Well, we're putting in our name again. I mean, do we want to keep going with this? Like, we're at...
I mean, we're, like, out of time.
Yeah, we are. Let's, I don't know. I'm glad we played it, though.
I mean, we still gotta...
We gave it a little...
If this is what the game is over and over, then we know what the game is.
Yeah, I don't know. It is... There is some challenge.
We'll talk about it in a second.
What are we talking about in a second?
The game, after we take our...
Oh, after we take our shot. You're right. Okay. So, Revelers, it's time for... Oh, hang on. Let's move down the pipe to final shots for final thoughts. And, Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Whew. Okay. Star Fox 2, Drake. How many... let's see. How many of FaZe Red Bows out of 10... do you give Star Fox 2 for the Super Nintendo or whatever it's for? It's a Super Nintendo game.
For the Super Nintendo.
It is. How many stars out of 10, or not stars, Red Bows, FaZe Red Bows out of 10? Faye the dog, if you will.
Right. I don't know, man.
Let's see.
I'm going to give it... 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. Just a straight up fiver. I actually, I had the number 4 in my head. I think I
was thinking that originally, but then I'm like,
I don't think it's that bad. I actually don't think it's that, but it's, what is our scale anyway? It doesn't make any sense.
Our scale is our scale. It's your opinion. I'm giving it a 4.
I'm going to also give it a 4. I don't know. It's not great. It's very hard to control.
I don't understand the jump from what the first one was
to this
and the,
I mean, like, honestly,
it's this weird
thing
where you just go into these little short skirmishes and that's it.
I mean, but it's space battles. Like, I can see how
Star
Fox 64 evolved from this. You know, this is a lot of what Star Fox 64 is, you know, but
is it?
I mean, not like intercepting. Keep talking. Star Fox
64 had full-on levels that you went through, whether on a planet or in space, and you flew through the levels, and then you encountered a ton of enemies, and then you got to a boss fight, and you didn't hear any of what I was just saying.
No, I didn't, but I had to, there was a giant fucking centipede just crawling up my wall, and
House centipede.
Like,
fast ones
with all the little big things, and it was just crawling up my wall, and I was like, nope, I'm just fucking taking care of this right now.
No, you gotta get them immediately.
Yep.
Otherwise, they're gone, and then you're just
like where the fuck are they? Is it on me? I feel like it's on me.
I feel like it's on me.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. What were you saying, Drake?
that like Star Fox 64, like the first Star Fox, has, you know, it still has space battles, but it's actual levels that you're flying through, and you go through a whole level, you fight all these things and whatnot, and then you get to a boss that's really cool and stuff. And this is just like, oh, now
all of a sudden there's a boss.
These guys, and there's three guys here. Stop these guys. Oh, there's two regular guys, but one of them is, you know, Leon, or one of them's
Pigma.
Porky the fucking pig, right? Whatever his fucking name is.
Pigma.
And I don't know. Yeah. I also don't care for the first person.
I don't know. The first person's okay. I didn't mind the first person. I think actually when we loaded the game, there was no options menu. It just gave us the option to change it from stereo to mono.
Because
I would love it. I think I would enjoy this game much better if I could turn off inverted controls. So up is up and not down. You know? Like, that was what was throwing me off. That used to not throw me off, but I think I've played too many modern games now and it throws me off. Also, I just will say that this Star Fox 2 does look a thousand times better than Star Fox 1. And it still doesn't look great, obviously, but it does look better than Star Fox 1. It, at least there's a little more definition to the polygons, you know? I don't know. I still think I'm going to give it a 4 though. This Star Fox 2 is not,
I think, I appreciate that they didn't want to remake the same game. I guess.
But there's no need to reinvent the wheel. I don't know. I think it struggles because it doesn't really know what it is. Is it a first person shooting game? Is it a real time strategy game?
Its problem too, is it, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Star Fox 2, not the greatest game. That's okay. No. I'm glad we played it. Honestly, Revelers.
I mean, yes, obviously, like I said, I have not played this yet. And maybe I just need to give it a
chance.
Fall into it because I'm just so used to Star Fox 64, which also Star Fox 1 is more similar to that. I can play.
So,
and this is just weird.
I guess I probably pushed all the buttons, but like it seems like you should have like, you know, your laser and then like a bomb or something.
I think there was a bomb. I think I pressed X at one point accidentally trying to press Y, and it seemed like it shot out when I was fighting the two missiles to blow up. I didn't shoot either one of them. I think I shot a bomb and they both blew up.
I see. Okay. So that does exist. I was so focused on trying to control my plane that it just didn't.
Yeah, I only did it because I pressed what is Y on my Xbox controller because I've been playing Xbox a lot lately.
Right. So. Right.
If they could all just fucking agree.
Nope.
This is the button layout.
You know, I think I've talked about this before, but the PlayStation controller is the worst. I hate that thing. I don't know. I'm
not a fan. I don't like the stick, but the symmetrical sticks in the middle.
They're too far away. They're like,
this is a age long debate, and like people are like, so many PlayStation people will be like, oh no, it just makes more sense. Why? Like my thumbs are on the same level.
No.
But it's like, yes, but those sticks do different things.
I don't know if this is a bold claim or not, but the Nintendo Switch Pro controller is the best controller ever made.
100% agree.
Yeah.
Well, I would maybe even just call it like the Switch controller and the Xbox One controller are very similar.
Are they? Okay. It just fits similar so in nicely. Shape and feel.
I might give the edge to the Xbox One
controller. Oh, not me. This thing is so nice. And I think I'm about to buy my third one. I go through controller. Smash really ruins controllers, as it turns out. But
I mean, I do love this Pro controller. It is fantastic.
It is fantastic.
And I agree, out of the three current consoles, PlayStation's controller is by far the worst.
It's just so uncomfortable.
I hate the middle sticks. I wish they would just like
at least move the left one to where the D-pad is and move
I want PlayStation. I was hoping they would say it with PlayStation 5 and give people like the option and release two separate types of controllers. One with offset sticks, because anybody who maybe plays Switch and Xbox One, all of a sudden now, if you want to play PlayStation, it just feels weird.
Yeah, yeah.
So just give us two options, since you're the only system that does things different.
Right, right. Well, yeah, Star Fox 2, I don't know, not the greatest.
It's fine.
It's fine. But, it's fine. Well, I think it is worth a play. If you've got the Nintendo Switch app or the SNES Classic Revelers, I would give it a shot. But I don't expect the best game ever made. Drake, what did other people think of this game?
Some other professional reviewers and stuff apparently actually really liked it.
Did they? Okay. I do feel like maybe we rated it a little too low, because I think it really probably just takes some learning, you know, like, I don't know. I was just mashing the whole time. Like, I wasn't really playing.
I'm sure it takes some, but I don't know. I guess I'm just naturally comparing it to 1 and 64.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think those are just far superior games.
Yeah. Even 1, where you can't tell what anything is.
It's more so, unless somehow later you play later in the game and you actually play it. Real levels?
No, there's no real levels. But that is, we just played the game.
That's my biggest complaint, is there are not actual levels in this game.
It's
here's a little skirmish with three guys. Well, kill them.
Like I said, it's more of a strategy game than like a level kind of game. You know, like I don't know.
Yeah, but other people, Nintendo World Report. I don't know what that is.
Sure.
Gave it a 9 out of 10, wrote that it was arguably the most important game in the Star Fox series.
What?
And one of the greatest Super Nintendo games. Again, that's just blatantly false.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
Nintendo Life gave the game an 8 out of 10, saying this 22-year-old relic is worth owning an SNES Mini for, and may well surprise you with its depth, complexity, and challenge. So long as you're not expecting a straight sequel to the original.
Right. And that's, I mean, I would say that's fair. That's exactly right.
I don't know about depth.
I mean, maybe we just didn't, you know, we only really got 10 minutes. Right. Into the
but
game,
if this
right?
is the whole, if this is what you just do over and over.
Yeah, I guess. I think I may side that
IGN is the only one maybe I'll agree with, but. IGN gave it a 5 out of 10.
Okay, yep, yep.
Saying it's janky, yet complimenting its janky yet plucky aesthetic.
Yeah, it is plucky. Like, look at the title screen we're looking at right now. Like, I don't know, it looks nice. Like, the characters are very colorful, and I don't know, it just...
Yeah,
Nintendo logo that comes up. It's, like, on fire. Oh, yeah. I don't know. True. It's cool.
Yeah, but they said it was difficult to control the ships.
Yes.
Which is true.
That's absolutely true.
And they stated it was the worst game in the SNES Classic Edition, and that looking back, it maybe deserved to be canceled.
Yeah, I think that's probably right, you know, because, you're absolutely right. It's like, they were going to release this, but people were already playing PlayStation 1 games, and Sega Saturn games, and like, this have flown, you know, like this quite literally, but this just wouldn't fly. Like, I don't know. It's too primitive, even for 1995, you know. I appreciate what they tried to do. I really do.
Right. Who knows if I had played this at the time, I maybe would have been just absolutely blown away. Like,
right.
Holy shit, how does the Super Nintendo do this?
Right.
Other game looks anywhere near this.
It is actually very technically astonishing for a Super Nintendo game, but
that does not necessarily. I mean, there's plenty of games these days that it's like, oh, you built like a tech demo or something, essentially showing off these superior graphics and all this stuff that shouldn't be possible, but the gameplay itself is
meh,
shitty.
Yeah, like. I mean,
because
yes,
put everything into making it look pretty.
This is technically, you know, a masterpiece, like technically, and it looks okay, but like still, you know, Super Mario World holds up way better than this does. I don't know, like the early 3D games.
Even as far as games that at the time pushed it to its limit and still look good, you know, Donkey Kong Country games.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even looking back on those now, it's like, how are these games even possible on the Super
Nintendo? I know, because they're fucking technical marvels, you know? They're really good, and like, they really, I mean, I'll give it to Nintendo. They really figured out how to push their, you know, the technology that was available to them. They figured out push it, and games that we love today probably wouldn't exist if Star Fox 2 wasn't made, or, you know, I don't know, it's just like, I think this game was an important piece in video game history. It just never actually happened, you know. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Star Fox 2, kind of meh.
Very meh.
Yeah, but worth a play, I think. I don't know.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know if I would necessarily go out and buy a SNES Classic just for this.
No, but if you have a Switch.
Yeah, but if you have a Switch and
Nintendo
you have the thing,
definitely online, which
give it a shot.
Very affordable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might as well.
Let's see. Jerick, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Star Fox 2, could they do that?
They sure can. They can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at @early_Matt. And early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Jerick?
Indeed. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And I just want to give a quick shout out here to Swift Justice, at Swift Justice on Twitter, who tweeted us in May. It's now July, and we failed to respond or even see it until literally today, because we're really bad at Twitter. We need to get better at it, but I just wanted to give a shout out. Thank you Swift Justice. Thank you for tweeting, you know, for just communicating. I don't know.
Yes.
We really like to hear from you guys. So yeah, if you have any game suggestions, discussion questions.
I don't remember, what he said, or
was showing us some cool stuff. He showed us a picture of his signed copy of the Japanese version of Iggy's Wrecking Balls, which is cool. I think we mentioned Iggy's Wrecking Balls in an episode or something.
Oh,
maybe we
didn't. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either, but I think that the name sounds familiar to me. But Swift just, and he wants us to maybe do an Acclaim games gauntlet, like games from Acclaim, the publisher Acclaim. So, thanks for tweeting us, man. Sorry that it's months later and we're seeing it.
Please still listen to us.
Please still listen to us. We really appreciate it, even if we don't show it. I don't know. I think though. Did I miss anything? Oh, give us a rating. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. We would appreciate it. Or Apple Podcasts. Actually, I was editing our episode last week. And at the end, I'm like, you know what? Even if you just open up Microsoft Word and type, this is a review for Retro Gaming Revelry, and give us some, give us some stars in Word, like, we would appreciate it. You know, like, just fucking do that.
And now that you will have, as of last week or whatever, heard our top 10 list.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Give us your top 10 list, or tell us how wrong we are, why some of our games shouldn't be
in the top 10. Or, but we would love to hear about your own personal top 10 video games. Like,
yeah, it's super hard.
Yeah. And let us know, Revelers, let us know if you liked that kind of episode, like where we didn't play a game and we just sort of discussed shit. You know, our top 10 video games of all time, like, that's kind of a big discussion, but,
we were talking about doing,
you know,
more
nuanced ones.
NES,
yeah.
Top 10 SNES.
Yeah. So if you like that kind of content, let us know, 'cause we'll make some more, you know. I don't know. We've done 200 of the same episode. So, just with different games, you know, I don't know. I think that's about it, though.
Indeed.
You want to take us out, Jerick?
I sure do. Until next week, Game on, motherfucking Falcos and shit.
Game on, motherfucking Falcos and shit.
Talking about motherfucking Falco.
Falco?
Ooh, Rocky Amadeus. Ooh, Rocky Amadeus. What up, man?